Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
In the studio, and today we are talking about some of our favorite things that have to do with health and otherwise. Not a good idea, Jessica?
I think it's a fabulous idea. I think my inner dork is going to come out today.
I'm sure it will.
And Mike, we're not talking about things that don't build health.
Okay, you mean Cheez-Its?
Right.
Okay. Even though it is one of my favorite things, I won't say it. I know. You're one of my favorite things.
Oh.
How's that?
Thank you.
Now can I have a Cheez-It?
That's better. Get in room.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so here's one of my favorite things. I have a cafe near my home, and now that the weather has gotten colder, I went into the cafe the other day, and I said to the owner, Christy, I said, Christy, I need a new hot drink. I don't want to drink coffee, and hot tea just doesn't sound very exciting to me, and I don't necessarily want something with milk in it. So what do you think? And she said, I'll make you my favorite winter drink. And I said, okay, what is it? She makes me, it's so basic, but she makes me hot water with lemon, a little bit of honey, and just a pinch of cayenne pepper.
Really? That sounds weird.
It is. Now, if you've heard of like the Master Cleanse, it's very similar. They make that with maple syrup, but this is with honey and it's hot. And at first I thought, well, that doesn't sound that exciting, but she made it for me. And I tell you, at the first sip, it felt like such a treat.
It's probably good for you too.
It is. The lemon is alkalizing. The cayenne naturally helps to cleanse and it increases your metabolism. The honey makes it feel like it has substance to it. And you know, if I sip on it too slow and it gets cold, well, it tastes good cold too.
Maybe I'll try it.
Tell you, there you go.
My favorite thing to drink in the morning is a wheatgrass shot.
Wheatgrass shot. Do you grow the wheatgrass yourself?
You know, I tried. It's very complicated to grow wheatgrass, I think, because it molds so easily.
Yeah.
So, and I like to get it fresh when I can, but when I can't, I buy trays of frozen wheatgrass.
Oh. What do you do? Press it or something?
Yeah, you have to get a wheatgrass press.
Yeah. I know you need something special to get the juice out of that.
So I buy them frozen at the health food store, and it comes in a couple of trays. So I de-thaw two at a time, and then I drink it as a shot, and it's just like, boom, energy boost.
Yeah, I bet it gives you energy. I used to have some practice members that I was pregnant at the time, and they would make their own wheatgrass, and they would always bring me in a shot when they would go to get adjusted, and they'd be like, drink this first.
Oh, I love fresh wheatgrass.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm going to say is my favorite thing to drink in the morning, and it's probably not that good, right? Coffee. The first cup of coffee of the day, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to
Black. Organic in moderation.
There you go.
That's the key, organic.
Okay.
And don't put a ton of sugar or cream.
I don't put anything in it. Okay. I take it black, so.
Now, speaking of cold weather, I'll tell you something else. As a parent, that is one of my favorite things. I get our kids, they're 8 and 11, but ever since they were newborn, we would invest in long underwear that they could wear throughout the winter under their clothes. And I found that the wool, we call them woolens, the wool ones were great when they were little. And then as they got a little older, that was just too warm for them. And so I found this company, it's called Winter Silks, and it's online at wintersilks.com. They have a wool silk blend long underwear. Yeah, and it's really nice because it's not that thick, and it's kind of that nice silky, you know, and Max wears his in black, and Mackenzie gets white or pink, and it's a thin layer, but they put it under their clothes, and, you know, they're outside so much, and it keeps them warm in the winter. They love it. They'll sleep in them. So I actually got a pair myself, and I wear them when I ski.
Are you getting endorsements here, Jenny?
We should say that.
Yes.
We are in no way affiliated with any of the products or brand names. This is purely us telling you what we love, and we get no type of kickback.
There you go.
Unfortunately. Okay, something else I love. I've talked in our sleep radio show about the importance of not having light stimulus. And if you remember, we talked about wearing an eye mask. Well,
do you actually wear one?
I do.
Wow.
I do. And, you know, this is, I think, a national store, but if you've heard of Bed Bath & Beyond, they have these great satin ones, and they have, you know, a little bit of the Velcro strap so you can make sure it stays attached. And they're only like $7.95.
It's kind of old school, isn't it?
Audrey Hepburn, yes.
Right,
yes.
Yeah.
It's so luxurious, though. You put it on, and you can even get the ones that have like the lavender satchel, and so it has that nice scent to it, and you get a better night's sleep. It's one of my favorite things.
I'd wind up strangling myself with it, I'm sure.
Well, you don't have any hair to like keep it in place.
Be careful there, Junior.
One of my favorite things is, don't laugh, grocery shopping. I love to go. No, it's, seriously.
It's one of the things I hate most in the world.
Please explain.
So check this out. So I have a favorite market that I go to, and there's just all of my favorite organic things. And I love to try new products. I get excited about this. So I have a friend who is a rep for a lot of the major health products, food and skincare. And one day she asked me to go on a road trip with her. I ended up going to 5 markets, health food markets, in one day. And I went grocery shopping at each one. And I had the best time.
Because you're finding, new stuff.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
If you look at it as an adventure to find new things, can I tell you my favorite food I get at the grocery store these days? So there's this company called, I have it with me, Food Should Taste Good. That's the brand name of the company. And they make a jalapeno tortilla chip. Yeah. So you never think this would go together, but you dip the jalapeno chip into, I get Organic Valley name brand cottage cheese.
Sure,
and there's something together about the spiciness of the chip and then the kind of coolness of the cottage cheese, the creaminess. It's so good.
That sounds great.
It's now so you're good. Making me hungry, and I'm there thinking about my favorite food. There's a company, it's out of Vermont, and it's called Have It Raw. And this lady, she's a one-woman show. She makes these miniature breads, but they're not really breads. They're like wraps, but they're not like wraps. They're kind of like a fruit roll-up, but not really. And there's no grains in them. There's maybe coconut, apple, flax, a couple of other things. So it's completely raw. And I'll take one of those, and it's like dessert in itself. And I'll put almond butter and then maybe some blueberries and roll it up, and it's just like eating dessert, but it's like eating lunch at the same
time. Can you
buy
that online?
I think you can.
You can buy everything online.
It's called Have It Raw. I gotta try that.
Yeah, HAVITRAW. I actually met the woman that runs the show. She's not on Facebook yet. I wrote to her and I asked her, I'm like, why aren't you on Facebook? Your stuff is so great. Everybody
she's too
needs
busy
to
baking.
Know about it. Yeah, she's very busy. And she's coming out with a raw pizza pretty soon, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, when we get back from break, I'm going to tell you guys my favorite gum, bubble gum.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back from break. Okay, I'd be chomping away, but my last piece is gone. Now, here's the thing about bubble gum. You go to the store, literally the grocery store, you cannot find gum that does not have aspartame or NutraSweet or high fructose corn syrup.
Number 5.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. And so I'm not going to put those toxins in my mouth. So the health food store where I live carries the name brand is B Fresh. So just the letter B, Fresh. There's some little bees on it blowing bubbles, which is really
sounds
cute.
Sounds like a rapper.
And
Be Fresh, yeah.
The flavor is actually bubble gum flavor. So it's like, you know, that true pink, really bubblegum flavor.
Bazooka Joe.
Yeah. But the sweetener is 100% xylitol, which is a sugar alcohol, which at these small quantities is totally safe and there's no problem with it. And the thing about this gum is you can blow the biggest bubbles. You put 2 pieces in your mouth and you're like just blowing bubbles all day. It's fantastic. So there you go. Be Fresh bubblegum. Okay, so let's turn a corner here. I have to say this. I can't not talk about chiropractic. You know that first feeling you get when you might be getting sick?
Yeah, that's not one of my favorite things.
You know, like maybe just like you feel a tiny bit in your throat or your ear
you
or your head or
on.
A little bit achy, but you're not sick yet, but you could tell and maybe it could happen. I love when I'm in that place that I go get an upper cervical adjustment, So the upper part of your neck is what is basically the on-off switch for your immune function. And if you get that upper neck adjusted, it literally gives an immediate boost to your immune system. And I can literally feel like my body healing. And I've done this so many times where I start to get sick, I get an adjustment, and I just don't get sick.
I just love to get adjusted, period.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. You know, okay, so somebody else I like. Have you guys heard of Brené Brown?
No.
Yes, you introduced me to her beautiful website, which is actually very pretty.
What's her shtick?
So it's brenebrown.com, B-R-E-N-E Brown. And I first heard of her because, she, you know, the TED Speakers Network, it's called TED Speakers.
I just watched that the other day.
Yeah, she did a piece on vulnerability. So her whole thing is she's a PhD, a research professor at University of Houston, Graduate College of Social Work, and she spent 10 years studying vulnerability, courage, authenticity, and shame. And she's been doing all this research and talking about wholeheartedness, and it's just the most compelling, passionate work. And to hear it, it's like it's talking about these feelings from a scientific perspective. And you can't even describe it, but she's worth listening to. And if you Google Brené Brown vulnerability and on YouTube, there's a YouTube video of her TED talk. And also the other thing I like about her is her website is my favorite website ever. It's the most beautiful, comprehensive, just the way it looks I love and the content I love. I'll go to her website just because I just want to feel good that day and I'll check it out. So check out Brené Brown. She's amazing.
Cool.
Oh, one of my favorite places to go to. We went there on a chiropractic seminar once a few years ago. Scottsdale, Arizona. If you ever want to just feel good, go to Scottsdale, Arizona.
I've been there. We have pictures from that trip that look like a postcard. Remember how beautiful that was?
I just felt so amazing when I was there. The heat, the dry heat.
Too far away from my favorite place to go, which is the beach. See,
I do love the beach too.
Yeah, it's my ultimate favorite place to go. Yeah.
I just love my hammock.
Yeah, hammocks are fun.
Yeah, a 10-minute hammock experience.
Very
cozy. Just lie there and look up at the sky.
I always wanted a hammock.
You know what else is nice when you're lying down is, this is what I like to do before I go to bed, is I'll heat up one of those heating pad thingies with the flax inside, and I'll just lie down with it.
Cozy.
And I'll fall asleep to it.
Just the cozy. You know, our children, Mackenzie especially, she'll ask to put her little cozy thing in the oven because we don't have a microwave, of course, and we'll heat it up just to go to sleep with something
hot. I think
her
favorite thing is to sleep in weird places.
Yes.
I've seen pictures.
Yes, she does. She does. Okay, here's another practical thing. There is a reference book we keep behind our front desk at the office. And whenever someone says something like, you know, what are the signs of hypothyroidism? Or I just got diagnosed. What's some things I can do naturally with how I eat? Or they want to know about gallbladder issues, or they want to know about, you know, headaches or any type of symptom where you don't want to just run to the doctor. You want to learn a little bit about it. I mean, obviously you can go online and do a search, but there's one book that is really easy to read the way it's indexed, and it's called Healthy Healing, and it's by a woman named Linda Page. It's a pretty big book, and what I love about it is she will divide up into sections. So say you look up glaucoma, for example, it'll have a whole section to read about what it is, and this is all from a more holistic perspective. It'll talk about three columns. One is food, nutritionally, what you can do to help your body heal. Mm-hmm. The middle section talks about supplementation and natural healing supplements. And then the third column talks about body work. So she'll actually promote chiropractic, acupuncture, for example. And again, it's a treatment perspective. But when you have, say, a wart or you have heartburn or something, you're just trying to figure out, how can I let my body heal better from this? What do I need to avoid food-wise? What type of support can I give my body? It's just a really great reference guide. Now, Mike, I know that you and Elizabeth are connoisseurs of exercise videos. Tell me something you love to do from an exercise standpoint.
P90X, I think, is probably my best. You know, we have a few of them. We have Insanity. We have a lot of different ones we've tried. I think it's the best one. I love doing it.
Well, and of course, the advantage is something you can do from home.
Right, exactly, because I have a weird time schedule, so.
Well, and as far as leaving the house, my favorite thing, as you guys know, is CrossFit.
I'm going to try that.
It's so fun.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of CrossFit, look that up, because there's CrossFit gyms all over the country now, and it's group exercise that is just hard and fun, and it totally can change your body.
Everyone loves it that tries it, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And then lastly, something that I love that has to do with improving your mental thoughts, improving relationships. There's this guy, his name's Dr. Emerson, and he has books and workbooks and CDs called Love and Respect. So he has a website, I think it's actually loveandrespect.com. And he's a Christian-based author. And what I love about the whole series is he's funny. And he gives tools on how to improve a marriage, whether you're already in a pretty rock solid relationship or you're on the rocks. He talks about how women are born to love. Like, we don't even have to be taught how to love. Men are more taught and born to respect. So women need love like we need air to breathe, and men need respect like they need air to breathe. And so he actually gives tools on how women and men communicate and think and look at things differently, and how to connect in ways that maybe aren't natural.
You know, I own that set of CDs, and I wish somebody had given that to me so many years ago, because I feel like growing up in my teen years and my early 20s, I was brainwashed by Cosmo, which teaches the
complete opposite. Yeah. And one of the funny things it says in the tapes is, you know, women, you're just waiting for your men to become what you think they should be. They're never going to be.
No, we're the way we are.
And he said, because they're not women.
Exactly. That's the way it's supposed to be, right?
So it's just kind of fun to listen to. And I think everyone in any relationship can benefit from that. So that's one of the last things that I love. Any last thoughts, Jessica?
I would love to go get a massage.
Massages, you know what? That's funny you say
that's
that. I do love massage.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where you have to schedule it or it won't happen. Mm-hmm. Just put it in your schedule.
I think I'm going to go schedule one.
This is a fun segment, Jenny. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we can do it again, because what I love keeps expanding and growing.
And you know what would be fun is if the audience commented on the page what they love. We could share.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our favorite things.
That's a great idea. Okay, there you go.
And if you're on Facebook, be sure to check out Spinal Corrective Center and press like so you can learn more about Dr. Jenny and her office.
And if we're one of your favorite things and you haven't liked us yet, please do.
Yes.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.